This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine for the war against Russia, even though the United Nations urges the warring countries to avoid using them. Biden's administration announced that decision Friday. At the White House briefing, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they know how dangerous cluster bombs are to civilians. The Pentagon will send thousands of them as part of a new military aid package worth up to $800 million. And again, there are widespread concerns about the cluster bombs.
This is why we deferred the decision for as long as we could. But there is also a massive risk of civilian harm if Russian troops and tanks roll over Ukrainian positions and take more Ukrainian territory and subjugate more Ukrainian civilians because Ukraine does not have enough artillery. That is intolerable to us.
The Pentagon says it will provide munitions with a reduced dud rate that means fewer unexploded rounds that can result in unintended civilian deaths. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he expects NATO leaders at next week's summit to agree on a multi-year program of assistance to ensure closer channels between the Ukraine and forces and NATO.
The summit starts on Tuesday. One, a NATO-Ukraine council where crisis talks can be held will be established, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will attend the council's first meeting in Vilnius on Wednesday. Concerning Kyiv joining NATO, Stoltenberg said Ukraine can't become a member right away, but at some point in the future.
I expect our leaders will reaffirm that Ukraine will become a member of NATO.
NATO first pledged that Ukraine would become a member one day in 2008, but things have evolved a little since then. I'm Charles Diladesma.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court, which last year expanded gun rights in a landmark ruling, is set to return to the issue in a major case, testing whether a law that keeps firearms away from people under domestic violence restraining orders violates the Constitution. Details from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in El Paso has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences. However, he could still face more punishment, including the death penalty. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty earlier this year to nearly 50 federal hate crime charges in the mass shooting in the Texas border city, and federal prosecutors took the death penalty off the table. But Texas prosecutors have said that they will try to put Crucius on death row when he stands trial in state court. I'm Shelley Adler.
Adler reporting on the Texas gunman in the 2019 Walmart shooting being sentenced. And again, the U.S. Supreme Court is now looking at a new gun restriction and the possibility of going against it. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
He argued the law violated the Second Amendment's right to bear arms. The conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, but President Joe Biden's administration then appealed, arguing that the Second Amendment allows the government to, quote, disarm dangerous individuals, that is, those who would pose a serious risk of harm to themselves or to others if allowed to possess a firearm. This will be one of the biggest cases the High Court, with a current 6-3 conservative majority, will hear when their next term begins in October.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Earth's average temperature set a new unofficial record high on Thursday. It is the third such milestone in a week that already rated as the hottest on record. Planetary average hit 63 degrees Fahrenheit, surpassing the 62.9 degree mark set Tuesday and equal Wednesday, according to data from a University of Maine tool that uses satellite data and computer simulations to measure the world's condition. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has distanced itself from the calculation in part because they rely on modeling. But scientists say the daily drumbeat of records, official or not, is a symptom of a larger problem where the precise digits are not as important as what's actually causing them. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.